Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This.
I tend to come home and just start ravaging food like a coyote.
It's Early Break with Sip and Jake. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will have Bill Bush on these airwaves top of the hour discussing Sam Cook's retirement from the NFL, 16 years in the NFL with the Baltimore Ravens, and also the outlook for this year for Nebraska football special teams. Bill Bush joins us at 7:05 today. Look forward to that.
Any other comments about your Heat taking a nosedive? Nosedived. Nosedived in their home arena.
If you had watched that game last night, again, I don't watch a lot of NBA. I was at a sports bar. I was watching some basketball.
You were at a sports bar. Mm-hmm.
And so I watched the Heat, and that was a bad decision because it was horrible. They sucked. They got thrashed defensively and offensively. There was nothing there for them last night. It was terrible.
Were people watching NHL playoffs?
Yes.
I don't think it's a good idea to watch the NHL playoffs at a sports bar. No offense to sports bars. I love them. I love everybody.
Right.
You sound like
you're
Trump.
A lover.
But that's not the place to watch a hockey.
Why?
Because you don't get the crowd. You don't get the crowd. And you don't get the commentary.
Because the audio's not up there? Is that what you're saying?
Thank you, Sherlock. You don't get the crowd and you don't get the commentary. And for you and me and most casual observers, we need hockey.
You know
commentary.
What? The commentary's on the captions, though. I can read that. I read the captions.
Is that what you're doing at
the sports bar? Yeah, I sure do. Sometimes, yeah. I was at a place that I was watching also the end of the first round of the PGA Championship. And like it was Southern Hills in Tulsa.
Right.
And it, for some reason, was showing the captions of the NBA game that was about to start.
Oh, interesting.
Because it was both on ESPN,
yeah.
And I think one was like ESPN Plus, that maybe the golf was still on at that point, and it was showing the captions of what was going on in the pregame for the NBA game.
They're showing highlights of John Daly limping home.
Hey, John Daly shot 72. Two over par.
Yeah.
He was leading at one point yesterday at 57 years old.
Bogeyed the last 56.
What do you expect?
Bogeyed the last three.
What do you
three.
Expect from him?
Bogeyed the last three.
Yeah, I'm just happy he's plus two. He beat Tiger Woods. He beat several big names.
You were thrilled. You know what he was? Pissed. He didn't talk to reporters after.
John Daly didn't?
Uh-uh.
That's good. He's still competitive. This is a guy that last week was playing in a senior tour major and had a good first round. He shot 4 under par. He was playing all right the second round and got disqualified because of some issue on a putt.
I'm sure he would react very well if you walked up to him and say, "Nice job, John, 72.
Punched in the face.
Yeah.
Smoke a cigarette right in my face. There was something going on around social media yesterday that people thought was from yesterday. It was actually from 2008. But John Daly was playing some event in, I forget, it was some PGA Tour event, 2008. But the recap on the round was he had smoked 21 cigarettes. He drank 12 Diet Cokes, and he had 6 bags of peanut M&Ms.
Nice.
And
6 bags.
And you want to know how much water he had? 0.0 ounces. He once said he does not drink water. He doesn't like the taste of water. Does not drink water.
6 bags of M&Ms I'm contemplating right now. That's
how about 21 cigarettes in one round?
Yeah. That's
plus 12 Diet Cokes.
That's a sizable amount of all that.
It's a legend right there.
He is a man of excess.
He is the last of his kind. We need to protect John Daly at all costs because that generation is gone.
Well, they're allowing him to use a cart.
Yeah, which is
because of osteoarthritis in his knee.
Mm-hmm.
And other reasons.
John Daly does not walk anymore in general. Doesn't do it.
Osteoarthritis in a knee.
Yep.
So he started well. finished poorly as the heat set in Tulsa.
If you noticed, John Daly did not play last year at the Senior Open in Omaha because you had to walk that tournament. And that's very hilly. And he says, I'm not going to do that.
No. Well, I don't know that he could. I don't know that he could. Well, he's got arthritis in his knee.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How'd Tiger do?
Tiger Woods is 4 over par. Tiger Woods was 2 under par through 5, looked really strong, birdied the first hole, and then things got shaky. His iron game was not good yesterday. His driver was actually fine for a stretch, but he kept missing the greens with his irons, kept pulling it, kept pushing it, was kind of thinning it once in a while, and he was in good shape in the fairway and just ruined it. And so Tiger Woods ends up at 4 over par. He is 9 strokes behind the leader, who he played with, by the way, yesterday, Rory McIlroy, 5 under par heading into today's second round in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Have you decided whether you're headed to Tulsa?
I think I might go. But the problem is this.
Whoa.
Here's the issue. Whoa. I still am concerned about the forecast tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't want to go drive 6.5 hours and be stuck in the rain.
Rain.
Yeah, thunderstorms are, you know, what if they suspend the round? What if I go down there, it doesn't even happen?
That would not be a good
thing.
Think
about my mood on Monday.
Yeah, that would be
back.
Bad.
Hey, how
yeah.
was Oklahoma? Well, I went down, it rained, I never saw any golf. So I better be dang sure this forecast makes the event actually happen.
Could you stay Sunday morning till like 1 and then drive back? Sunday morning till 1 and then drive back.
1 p.m.?
Yes.
I would leave before that.
Catch the morning round.
I'm not going to pay for 2 rounds of golf. I want to pay for 1. This is not a cheap ticket. If I can get a free ticket down there, I'll go for both days. But I think it's like going for $140 a day on StubHub right now.
Okay.
Ticketmaster, all that good stuff. So, no, I'm not going to go for a half day on Sunday and bolt.
Well, what I was suggesting is if it rains out Saturday and you don't want to stand in the rain or whatever
if they allow my tickets to be refunded for Sunday, then I would do that then. Yeah, I'll make sure you get something out of this.
Okay, so you might do it. That's interesting.
Yeah,
I would love to see that.
Well, I'd send you pictures.
Yeah, I think that'd be sweet.
I'm not sure Tiger will be there because he might miss the cut. If the tournament ended right now, he'd miss the cut.
Daly is okay right
Daly
now.
Would be right in it, I think. I think +3 is the number. Tiger's +4. Daly's +2. It sounds like today that the conditions are going to be tough. Windy and hot and maybe a little bit of rain in there too.
Will John Daly make the cut?
No. I'm a realist here. Not going to happen.
Oh, you are definitely a realist. You are. To a fault sometimes. to a fault meaning you can be very hardcore.
You wouldn't want it any other way.
Probably not.
What do you want me to be? Some sort of weenie over here?
Well, I can be sort of
a pushover.
A soft peddler. Yeah. Yes.
No. I speak my mind here.
Yeah, you did. Oh. You had a bad take in the first hour.
I didn't.
Yeah. Bad. I mean, this is good for college football? Interesting. That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yes. Feuds, rivalries, hatred. Is all part of the pageantry of college
I like what
football.
Chris said. What happened to taking a high road? Nope. These are and this is not radio show. Know,
Jimbo
host.
Fisher.
I'm not taking a high road, but I'm not in charge of a university.
Jimbo
like Nick
Fisher
said.
Took down Bama last year in the regular season. He's right now above Nick Saban in both that and the recruiting rankings. Say, hey, there's a new sheriff in town here. His name's Jimbo.
No, Jimbo's
His name
not
is
the new
Jimbo.
Sheriff.
Well, I'm speaking as Jimbo here.
Jimbo. Jimbo has 6 fewer national championship rings than the Czar.
Well, okay? Yeah, he's going to say that's for now. He says right now.
For now.
Yeah. Song of the Day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.